Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
You are...
Outstanding, still improving.
Yes.
So an old sales manager in Minneapolis used to say to me, hey, Rolf. By the way, his name is Rolf. Yep.
Like, it is Rolf. It's not Ralph that he says it funny.
Nope, Rolf. R-O-L-F.
Or maybe his parents named him Rolf and
on
said
the
it
floor.
Funny.
Named after Rolf the dog?
I don't know. But,
yeah, Frank's like, don't make fun of Rolf. That I know is, Rolf.
No, I'm just, seriously, his parents named him after Rolf the dog from the Muppets?
We're going to go with that.
That's a super
is
German
he good at,
name.
Yeah.
Right. Super. Super German. So you'd say to him, you go, hey, Rolf, how you doing? And he'd go, outstanding. Still improving. And I'm like, oh. But I will give him a little kudos.
No offense to the sales managers of the world, but that is straight out of the... sales manager manual.
Oh, yeah. So the 1920s, how to win friends and influence
you,
people.
You open the book and it says outstanding, still improving.
Still improving.
You're like, chapter two. And then you just go to the next one.
I will give him kudos, though, because I'm sure he's listening to this. Quad Cities, Iowa. It's an Asker's world, Rob. That was one of the, and I've taken that.
Yes.
It's an Asker's world. That is
point.
So true.
Can I add into that, just to bring it around to...
It is your show, so yeah.
The issue of gender inequality in the workplace, women are less likely to ask.
Yes. Sure.
Women are very less likely to go in and say, I think I deserve this and I would like this.
Yep.
And if you want to account for any sort of disparity that exists, ladies, go ask for it.
Get your stuff.
Yes. defend, but present yourself in a way where you say, here is why I'm valuable to this company. And then you might hear no, but you might hear yes. But I promise you, if you don't ask, no one's ever going to show up an offer.
Yeah.
Ever.
Oh, definitely.
Right.
The answer to an unspoken question is always no.
Yes.
Exactly.
Or as Wayne Gretzky said, Michael Scott quoted him, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you never take.
Exactly.
Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
Yeah. All the same thing.
As Wayne Gretzky, you quoted Michael Squat. Michael Scott. Quoting.
Michael Squats, come to my gym. Good Lord.
What is it? Dodgeball?
Isn't yes, where, yeah, exactly, where, right. Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Well, I am shook.
Yeah, exactly. To reenact all of my drops.
Well, good radio segue. So, speaking of what's trending on Twitter, now it's actually really good. So,
here we go. Pivot.
So everybody, it's turning into the streaming wars, right?
Yeah.
It's all these television stations, all these networks, the movies, they're turning into their own streaming options. We talked a couple weeks ago about Disney announcing that they're coming out with their own streaming platform.
Did you sign up yet?
Disney Plus.
I cannot wait.
I have already signed up for
cannot
3 years.
Cannot wait for the day.
Oh, 3 years.
Yes, 3 years of Disney Plus.
Do they lock
Plus.
You into a certain price then?
So what happened is apparently
she pays a nickel a month.
What happened
for the rest of my life.
For the rest of her life.
They had an offer. There's this D23, which is like, I mean, for
conference.
Disney nerds, I wouldn't know anything about
that.
It
sounds like MS-13. Isn't that the gang? I was like, oh, I didn't know this new gang. All right, let's go.
That is something a little bit different, but anyway.
Man, the Musketeers got hard.
Jeez.
D23 is an organization that you can, like, join for free or you can join. Rob, I'm going to let you come back to us here in a minute.
Sorry. Go for it.
Got him.
They offered us like a pre-sign-up for, I think it was $150, which was maybe 40% off the total price over 3 years.
Okay.
If you became a member, and it was free to become a member, so I did, and I just prepaid for 3 years.
You just had to give your children's, you know, blood type and birth dates and astrological sign, right?
They already had that.
They have all that information.
I had to give them your blood type.
Oh, perfect.
I put you up as collateral.
That's great. That's awesome. Anyway, so talking about the streaming services, exploitation here.
She has another kid. She's contractually obligated to name it Pinocchio, but that's a different story.
We're going to call him Noki.
Noki. Oh.
My daughter calls Pinocchio Noki Noki.
Oh.
And then it's, right?
That is the cutest thing ever.
So
oh, my
cute.
God.
You're just making that up to have cover. That's just cover for when you have baby Pinocchio.
Frank, I'm
going
to need you
year.
To clip that and send it to... Mickey at WDW.
Your daughter says it. That's right. Has nothing to do with the fact that you signed your life up with Disney.
Now available on streaming.
So, talking about the streaming, so NBC, you know, The Office and Friends are getting removed from Netflix because they're going to NBC's own streaming service that they're going to have there. And apparently the rumor on the street is that Steve Carell has a blank check in front of him trying to get him to come back and revive The Office for a launch when the new streaming service comes out, that The Office will be revived with the original cast.
Rob, did you watch The Office?
Loved The
Gabe?
Office.
Oh, yeah.
Tony? You didn't watch it.
TV.
Frank, did you watch The Office?
How did you not watch The Office?
I have not watched The Office.
I mean, I don't matter. How did you not watch The Office?
No, did you? You have, though.
Absolutely.
I just don't watch TV.
St. Louis and Jenna Fisher.
I know.
St. Louis and Ellie Kemper.
You have to watch
St.
The
Louis
Office.
And Phyllis Smith.
It means nothing to me.
Tony, I didn't watch The Office.
I didn't watch TV.
What?
I tried to watch the first, like, three episodes on Netflix.
Second season.
Yeah, second season.
First season. Skip the first season.
Here's the problem.
I had this conversation two days ago. The first season is based on the British series.
Yes.
Literally, word for word.
Yeah.
It's not as good. Once they start developing the American characters, it's so much better. Yeah. After the first eight episodes or
just
so.
Look for the different hairstyle on Michael Scott. Once he goes away, seriously, it's lockstep.
Right.
Once he goes away from the slicked back hairstyle.
So much better.
I don't like the first person camera. That is the part that was distracting to me. Because I wanted to watch Parks and Rec too, especially because Katie says that I'm Leslie Nope. And I'm like, nope. But I don't know anything about her. And she's like, you're just exactly the same. She goes, I think she's a Democrat, though.
Yes. Very, yes.
She was very Democrat.
But other than that.
She was very Democrat.
People call my wife Leslie Nope. And
is she offended by it or is she flattered?
Flattered. Oh, loves it. She wears it like the badge of courage.
Well, I'll take your wife's word for it, then.
Yeah, it's
no offense, Katie. I took yours, too. That's why I'm talking about it while you're not here.
Put the drink down, Katie. Listen to radio.
Speaking about what Katie's
Katie
doing
is
right now.
Black Velvet right now.
Oh, no doubt.
like Celine Dion at the end of the boat that they're on right now.
Her heart will go on.
Yeah.
With one in her hand.
Somebody's saying, come on, Katie. Saying she's doing, no.
No.
Come on, guys. There's just
no.
There's
she's
no
putting
reason.
Her chin to her shoulder.
Listen. That's the old me. I don't really do that anymore. Black Velvet and a little more smile. Oh, that's just no. I don't know where that came from.
That was a perfect. So I went into Annie and Katie's office a couple weeks ago to talk about the show prep on Friday morning. And man, Katie was kind of lethargic. I mean, you know, typing away at the computer, and then all of a sudden, I referenced some song, and just like Tony, just like bumped up.
Yes,
she's just like perked up. Yeah. She's like memory all alone. Yeah. In the
just hit the Alana miles.
That's all you need
smokes.
To do.
Yeah, just hit the Alana miles, and she snaps right out of it.
So speaking of trending on Twitter and bachelorette parties, today trending on Twitter is hashtag marriage in four words. So we've talked about these
marriage in four words.
I did that one.
Did you do that one?
Yes.
What did you choose, Gabe? Marriage in four words
I
to you.
I think I did, facing the world together.
Oh, my. Ugh.
Yeah, I went.
Where's that buzzer? Ding, brownie points. Your wife listening? Ding, ding, brownie points. I went a little bit more real. Perfect.
Oh,
Frank,
man.
I went with happy wife, the traditional. Happy wife.
Happy life.
Happy life.
Indeed.
Hey.
Talking brownie points over here.
Tony's got his mouthful of food. Marriage in four words? You need marriage in four words is a Twitter trending hashtag.
Yep.
You have one?
Not one for air.
Oh, and talking about love on Twitter as well.
I'd say no, it's your turn.
This won't happen again.
What was I thinking?
That's
another one. Speaking of love on Twitter and social media, some bad news today, guys, for all of you Carter Brother fans out there.
Who?
The Carter Brothers. We're talking about Aaron and Nick Carter from Backstreet Boys. Carter Brothers.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the beef today with the Carter Brothers on the socials?
I saw a photo of Aaron Carter looking rough.
Aaron's the younger brother.
Nick was in Backstreet Boys. Yeah.
Exactly right. So Nick, the older brother, along with his sister, has filed a restraining order against Aaron after allegedly Aaron had communicated that he was going to beat up Nick's wife and unborn baby that is inside of her right now. Yes. Very, very bad. Not very good at all.
You finna die, bro.
And so I just like, yeah. And they're talking about mental health things and gun concerns and whatnot. That's obviously, you know, really prevalent in the news right now. I think a lot of it has to do with just jealousy, to be honest. I mean, yeah. Backstreet Boys are back. All right. thank you. And, you know, Nick's got 46,000 more followers on Twitter than Aaron. There might be a little jealousy.
Is there a substance abuse problem taking place here that is like documented?
I don't know about the documentation. The brother, Nick said there was a lot of mental health abuse of substances going on. So, again, could be hearsay. Who knows? But, you know, trouble in paradise for the Carter brothers. Mm. Again, one of those things that none of us will ever experience because we're never going to be multimillionaire singing duo brother talented family members.
Tony.
Except for Tony. He's great.
Black
See, told you.
So I wrote a paper about Disney movies in sociology in college about some of the lyrics in the songs. Mm-hmm. And my one of my favorite lyrics from Aladdin is Arabian Nights.
Yes.
Or one of the lines is, it's something about they'll cut off your tongue for saying something. Yes. It's barbaric, but hey, it's home.
It's home.
That's the original line.
They had to take them out. They had to take that out, right?
They re-released all of the videotapes.
I didn't know about this.
Oh, yeah. And now it's...
when did they re-release?
They talk about the heat or something like
something
that.
Something like that,
Oh, yeah. It's a thing.
So speaking of kind of outdated, ignorant, and whatnot, my title for this story is Indonesia is not Nymphonesia, apparently.
Okay, elaborate.
As a part of a new bill, Indonesia's parliament is considering passing new laws that will disallow unmarried people to have sex in the country. Some of the other changes listed in the bill include making it illegal to denounce the president and spread communist ideology, according to The Age.
Wow.
A very noteworthy bit in this story, however, is that they will gladly welcome tourists to have unmarried sex in their country, but not their own citizens.
Oh my gosh. Does it talk about punishments or anything?
Not necessarily, but I have to read the other set of rules that they are or laws they're trying to build into this same one bill. Other changes in the law proposed in this bill include making it illegal to criticize the president, banning communist ideology, making it illegal for couples who aren't married to live together, let alone have sex together.
No nooky nooky for you.
Banning the display of contraception to a minor.
That's a new character.
Banning the display of contraception to a minor. You can't even show a 17-year-old what a condom looks like.
No, nookie nookie for you.
Don't look.
Curbing access to abortion and criminalizing fake news. Lastly, bestiality and black magic.
Oh.
Wait, it wasn't already illegal?
right.
Those seem like things that got thrown in just to be sure. Let's make it very clear.
Do they have a new problem?
I'm trying to figure out, So the question is, are we going to have another immigration issue of people that are going to be leaving Indonesia because all these archaic rules that they want to be passing?
Yikes.
How do they know? I mean, the living together thing, but good grief.
I don't know. Honor system.
Man.
Yeah, honor system.
You must not have much honor there, Annie. I'm sorry.
You have no idea how much honor I have.
Speaking of honor, movies that are coming out this weekend, how much honor does Sylvester Sly Stallone have left? He is coming out with Rambo movie.
Better be careful here.
Okay.
Don't mess.
Is your Italian heritage under attack right now?
Listen, he made that movie for Italians, and that's it.
Rambo?
Because everything Sylvester Stallone does is for Italians.
Let me interject here and say that Tony won't even look at Rob in the eyes right now. He's waving his finger in Rob's general direction, looking a little off to the side.
Just understand that there are enough Italian Americans in the
that Rob's
going to
be concerned with if he goes down the wrong path here.
Make that movie a success. It's not for you. Don't worry about it.
When I'm having difficulty sleeping at night, I cut up the dialogue from Rocky Balboa where Sly Stallone is there and just rambling. Let me tell you one thing. I just asked if you wanted Pepsi or Coke, sir, for your drink.
Gabe, you were in a precarious spot standing between these two men.
When
right
Stallone
now.
Is 98, he'll make another Rocky movie where Rocky hangs with the current boxing heavyweight champion And every single Italian American will go, I buy it. I believe it. I can see it. I can see it. I mean, he's a tough dude.
Hey, that's my guy right there.
Yeah, he's a tough dude.
That's my guy.
Do I tell him what the freshness rating is on Rotten Tomatoes?
I think you should.
For the new,
for my benefit.
The new Rambo movie?
Do I take guesses?
Yeah.
35%
I was going to say 23.
Right.
How is everybody on the Creed series?
Creed, I like the first one. I haven't seen the second one yet.
Same thing. I haven't seen the second one, but the first one was really good, especially because Rocky Balboa had that same character in it, if I remember correctly. It was
the old guy character.
Yes, right. Yes. And so I thought Creed was actually pretty good.
Cut me, Mick.
The Nicene Creed or the Apostles' Creed or the Athanasian Creed?
Aliens are not real.
Okay. They're angels, not demons. We've covered it all, folks.
Hey, I can tell you why that rating's low, though. It's because he fights Mexican drug dealers, and that's not woke.
Whoa, what?
No, seriously.
Listen, is that in the story?
Listen.
Yeah, in the new Rambo movie. Yeah, my understanding, based on some of the reviews, is that he's going after, you know, basically some cartels down on the border, and everybody says, well, that's racist.
Because...
And stuff.
In the last census, only 6% of Americans identified themselves as Italian-American, so if it's got 35% on Rotten Tomatoes, it's crushing it.
We got sixfold people that are lying to themselves. Is what that sounds like to me. Then
35% is the most overperforming movie he's ever made.
Yeah, the critics' consensus of the film says, like the sequels that preceded it, Rambo: Last Blood is content to indulge in a bloody violence at the expense of its main character's poignant story. Was not written by one Tony Colombo. Speaking of aliens,
Uncle John,
the movie that's everyone's really...
I still probably watch.
It's just Taken. If you've seen the... I mean, literally, if you've seen it the is. Trailer, it's just Taken.
Like Liam Neeson Taken?
Yes.
That's
all it is.
I'll find you and kill you.
Just like...
Hunt you down.
Just like... what's the car movie? The Fast and the Furious was just a rip of Point Break.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same exact movie.
Which Fast and the Furious?
The first one is just a Point Break with cars.
I think Fast and the Furious 2 was a rip of Fast and Furious 1.
I think Vin Diesel and Rambo and Sly Stallone are trying to figure out what they're doing the most. Me, right over here? I'm just dancing a little bit for you, girl. I'm
so glad the camera was on that.
Yeah, I'm losing control.
We got Ad Astra. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's coming out. That's the new Brad Pitt space movie.
He's an astronaut.
Just like Gabe. There are two of them.
So tell
both
me,
is really this, legitimate certified.
Is this based on a real story, Gabe? Or
astronauts?
Serious question though. Yeah. This movie, is it an alien movie or is it a space movie?
From what I was told, it's a space movie, and it's supposed to even be more of a story about a father and a daughter as opposed to what's really happening in space. Apparently.
Father and son.
Parent and child, sorry. Okay. I made the assumption of daughter.
Sure. Kind of like Interstellar.
My bad. Okay. That's where I was going, Interstellar. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Same kind of relationship there.
Because based on the trailers for it, it's like, okay, is this kind of spooky aliens out there going to take over somebody's body and take over the ship type thing, or is it, you know,
yeah, I took it more real like, space it seemed like it more like a science-based movie.
Is Blink-182 in the movie?
No, because they're releasing photos. They ain't supposed
just
to be
the
releasing.
Just the guitarist.
Just the guitarist.
But that one's 81% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes right now. Fun. Doing pretty good. And for all you Downton Abbeys, which I was just educated today, it's not Downtown Abbey. It's Downton.
I would watch Downtown Abbey.
I would too.
She's like to meet
she's
her.
A millennial girl that doesn't need your permission to do anything. I'm Downtown Abbey. Thursdays on Fox. But so the critics and says it's 85% fresh right now. Downton Abbey distills many of the ingredients that made the show an enduring favorite, welcoming fans back for a fittingly resplendent homecoming. Holy smokes.
Resplendent.
Somebody was looking at the thesaurus today when he was writing, he or she was writing reviews. Very interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.